Abeloth lay tangled in Luke's arms, a writhing mass of force energy that had suddenly gone limp a second or a day ago, only to explode an hour or a nanosecond later into a flailing tempest that had sent them all rolling and bouncing across the Lake of Apparitions' dark waters. The stranger was tumbling with them, his hand still buried in Abeloth's chest, now wailing in agony as gleaming black force energy steamed from his wounds. They bounced so close to the shore, Luke grew worried that Abeloth was trying to carry them away from the lake into some new place beyond shadows. And then what? His back hit the water again, and he spun them all around so that his feet were toward the shore. He planted his feet against a moss hummock and kicked off and sent them all somersaulting back toward the center of the lake. Abeloth stopped struggling and seemed to shrink in his arms, and Luke dared to think that maybe, just maybe, she had finally lost hope, that they had exhausted her to the point that she was no longer capable of fighting. Then she was gone, leaving the stranger and Luke with nothing between them but 20 centimeters of space and the stump of the Sith's hand, now pointed at Luke's chest and still drawing force energy, draining it not from Abeloth now, but directly from Luke. They stayed like that for an eternity, a void of cold nothingness growing inside Luke as the stranger continued to hang in the air above, draining him. It seemed to Luke that the Sith's betrayal was premature, that they at least ought to make certain Abeloth was truly dead before they turned to fighting each other. But that was not the way Sith did things. Luke started to bring his hand up, intending to hit the stranger with a force blast, but before he could loose it, the Sith's feet dropped to the water's surface, and he raised his stump and pointed toward the far end of the lake.
There!
Luke craned his neck and saw Abeloth's silhouette backing into the mists of forgetfulness, with the stranger's wrist still protruding from her chest.
Stop her!
Luke yelled.
If she disappears into that fog!
Luke left the sentence unfinished as a fountain of oily black force energy erupted from the protruding wrist. Abeloth's mouth gaped open, and her piercing shriek broke over the lake, reverberating across the water like a clap of thunder. Luke glanced over and saw the stranger standing beside him, pointing in her direction, using the force to draw his missing hand back toward its stump. Abeloth did not come dancing in to counterattack, did not even try to stand off defensively and weaken them with a blast of force lightning. She did not have time for such tactics. Luke doubted she would have fled the battle in the first place if she were not already dying, and with her force essence gushing out of her like a geyser, she had to attack now. And she did. In the next thought, Abeloth was simply there in front of the stranger, driving a ball of tentacles deep into him. Luke sprang forward to help and felt a blistering iciness slide deep into his own chest. His entire right side flared into cold anguish, and the tentacles began to dig and grab, tearing him apart inside in a way no lightsaber or blaster ever could. Luke attacked anyway, driving an elbow strike into the side of her head. As before, there was no crunching, no physical sense of impact, only force energy plowing through force energy, sending waves of pain and damage rolling through them both. Luke sensed his elbow come free as it pushed out the other side of Abeloth's head. Then she simply fell away, her still bald tentacles tearing free of both Luke and the stranger, each clutching a handful of dripping, pulsing force essence. The stranger collapsed, with a gaping hole in his chest. Luke felt his own form grow limp and weak, and he sensed his mouth falling open to scream. Then his whole body was falling, weak and aching for breath.